Building business foundations without burning out. You want to build something meaningful, but you're not willing to burn out in the process. I remember a number of years ago having a session with my coach, and I'd been pushing it. I hadn't built the foundations right. I'd been pushing it in all sorts of ways. And I remember having this really teary session with her and saying, if I wanted to feel like this, I would have stayed in a corporate job. I didn't start my business to feel like this. And in that moment, we paused and we then went back and looked at what are the foundations I'd built. And I hadn't built my foundations. I hadn't done the baseline work. And so we did that together to get me where I am today. So you want to build something meaningful, but you're not willing to burn out in the process, and you don't have to. Burnout is not a badge of honor. It's a warning sign that you need to change something. If you're feeling tired and resentful towards your business, then something's not right. If you're in business or you're about to be, you need to get those foundations built, not just for profit, but for that inner peace. So you're not feeling resentful. You're not feeling angry. So you're getting joy from what you're doing. I'm not saying you're not going to feel tired ever. We all have to work hard. And it's not easy. There are ups and downs. But if you're feeling that frustration and anger towards your business or towards the growth of your business, then something's not right. So every woman I work with, there are a few basics we always start with. And the first one is clarity. You've got to know your mission. You've got to know your people. You've got to know your offer. I can't tell you how many women skip this step because they're in a rush to get going. But if you don't know what you stand for, if you don't know who you serve, your efforts are going to be scattered everywhere. Take the time to know this for yourself and then craft your message and refine your niche. It might feel slow, it might feel like a waste of time at the start, but it will pay off in the results and the focus that you achieve. I know when I first started coaching, I was eager to help everyone. I knew I wanted to work with people living abroad, that was when I first started, but I didn't define that niche and I found myself stretched too thin. I was trying to cater to all sorts of different industries and age groups. And it wasn't until I took that step back and really honed in on who I am and who I want to serve, supporting women in midlife, in their entrepreneurial, that things started to really click. My messaging now is really clear. My content's more targeted. My clients are aligned with my expertise. This clarity hasn't only improved my business, but it reignited that passion for what I do. The second thing is to start simple. You don't need a fancy website. You don't need a six-part funnel. You don't need five social media platforms to launch a business. What you need is a clear offer and a way to reach people. Focus on one or two channels that suit your style. Know your systems. Grow into complexity later. A really simple, sustainable start is better than elaborate. It's better than overwhelming every single time. The third thing is to protect your energy, and I'm really big on this. I've made the mistakes in the past, but I'm really big on this. Your time is valuable, but your energy is even more so. You need to create routines that work for you. You need to block time for deep work, block time for rest, block time for exercise. These things are not negotiable. You need to make time for them. You need to set boundaries with clients, technology, even yourself. Learn when to say yes and, of course, when to say no. Burnout isn't physical, it's emotional and mental too. So protecting your energy, it's protecting your creativity, protecting your vision, is ensuring that you're sustainable. I learned this the hard way. In my early days, I was trying to balance the needs of the family and my business. I was saying yes to everything. As I said, working all hours. I was always checking emails. I was resentful towards my business as a result. I was exhausted. I was angry. And I was not present with my family or with my clients. I wasn't the coach I wanted to be. In one of the last conversations I had with my dad before he died, that was when I really realized I needed to change something. My coach helped me do it, but I put in strict work hours. I turned off notifications. I started prioritizing my self-care. I am the person you see now because I did that work and got that foundation right. Not only do I feel better, but my business, it's actually thriving because I'm showing up as my best self. And fourthly, embrace progress over change. Over perfection. Embrace progress over perfection. I'm a bit scatterbrained today. You won't get everything right the first time, and that's okay. Your business is a living, evolving thing. Perfectionism is a shield that we use to avoid putting ourselves out there. But real growth comes from taking imperfect action. My dear friend Sarah Black always says, perfectly imperfect. It's about adjusting as you go. I remember agonizing over launching my first group coaching program. I spent months perfecting the curriculum. I was tweaking the sales page. I was rehearsing my pitch. But when I finally launched, it was not the resounding success I imagined. But here's the thing, it wasn't a failure either. The feedback that I got from that imperfect launch was what turned into being my signature coaching program down the track. It helped me to refine my offer. It helped me to understand my audience better. I created a program that really resonated with my clients, but drew on the experiences that I had. Had I waited for everything to be perfect, I'd probably still be in the planning phase. Sustainable businesses are not built by pushing harder. They're built by grounding deeper into your values, into your vision, into your version of success. So whether you're new or whether you're a few years in, take time now to check in. Are my foundations clear? Am I creating from a place of pressure or am I creating from a place of peace? You deserve a business that supports your life, not swallows it up. Remember the journey of entrepreneurship. It's as much about personal growth as it is about getting that business growth. By building strong foundations and staying true to you, you can create a business that not only thrives, but brings you joy and fulfillment. If you want better balance, you need to go and download my free Wheel of Life workbook today, theleaptolead.com/balance.